Welcome to the weekend. Welcome to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Lee. I'm the teaching pastor at our Plain City campus. And this past Sunday at our Plain City campus, I got a chance to talk about really how does a church grow? And part of that was just over the last several years, the Plain City campus, we've just seen God do some amazing things. We've seen our attendance grow. We've seen our baptisms grow. Like, God's just been doing some amazing things. And I just wanted to pause in the summer because I feel like we spent a lot of time, you know, focusing on relationships, and our love songs was just a fantastic series. And we're kind of heading into, you know, a few weeks here and a new series coming up, and then the fall is here, and it can just kind of like, you just kind of get moving and going on. And so I just thought it might be really good. Let's pause and let's look at the Bible and see, you know, what do the scriptures teach us about church growth? Because I think sometimes we can inherently think, oh man, like people who want the church to grow, it's just about numbers and, you know, all of that kind of thing. And it really, I think, you know, one of the core desires that we have as a church is we do want to grow, not for the sake of just having more people, but man, the mission of God, one that is worth giving our lives to. And what that means is seeing disciples made, which means that we need to reach more people with the gospel, which means our mission isn't finished yet. And so we want to keep multiplying disciples, multiplying life groups, and that leads to multiplying congregations. And so so we want to keep growing as a church so that we can keep going as a church. And so I just thought, why don't we just pause and just see, you know, really, how do we grow? What does that look like? And I was just thinking back to, you know, playing football in college, and there's so many things that you can't control, right? Like, can't control your playing time. You can't control, you know, like what gets called at times. You can't control like what happens in the midst of a play. And so, you know, in our worlds, right, and in our lives, when we start focusing on the things we can't control, we get completely overwhelmed. But you go back to, what can you control? Well, what are the things that you can do? And I feel like that's true spiritually, because spiritual growth sometimes can feel like, man, so much of that is out of control, right? I think of it as a church, like, we don't control whether people show up on Sundays, whether people take steps to get baptized, whether they, you know, jump into a life group, or whether they want to jump in and serve. And so I wondered though, like, with the things that we can't control, what can we control? What are things that we can do that maybe lead to growth? And so I wanted to look at, and what I did was this past Sunday was looking at Ephesians chapter 4, which is a beautiful passage that we really see how a church grows. And one of the core ideas that I hit on Sunday was that Jesus grows his church by growing his people. That I think what we see in Ephesians 4 is how does the church grow? How does it mature, is the language Paul uses. The church matures and grows and is built up as the people are built up. And so Jesus grows his church by growing his people. And the first thing we looked at in the first few verses was growing people. They walk with Jesus. So what can we control? What can we do that could lead to our churches growing? Well, because we saw that growing people, here's what they do. They walk with Jesus. Paul talked about that as a prisoner for the Lord, I urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called. And then he kind of describes what that walking looks like, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. You see, you kind of see that walking with Jesus, people who are growing, walk with Jesus, means that they're fully devoted to him. It's relational, right? You think when you're walking with somebody, you're right beside them, right? You're step in step with them. It's relational. And it's also transformational, that walking with Jesus, you begin to look different. You begin to be different. You begin to act different because something is changing inside of you. It's transformational. And then the end, he really gets into the ones, where one body, one spirit with one hope, belonging to one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all. You see this gospel creed that he's laying out. And really you see growing people as they walk with Jesus, they begin to develop convictions around what our faith is anchored in the hope of the gospel, that Christ has come and made us one with him. And because when we begin to follow after Jesus, what that does is when we follow people, it determines where we go. When you're following after someone, whether it's their teaching or their leadership or their influence, you'll find that you'll end up going where they go. And if we want to follow Jesus, We want to end up and go where he is leading us. And then secondly, we saw that growing people, they serve like Jesus. You see, this is where he begins to kind of tell us how grace was given to each one according to the measure of Christ's gift, that Jesus had placed gifts in his people so that they could do the work of ministry, right? That he gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the shepherds, the teachers to equip the saints for the work of ministry. You see, Jesus doesn't just call a few people into ministry. He calls every believer into ministry. And you, if you are a follower of Jesus, guess what? You have been called into ministry. Now, you've been called to serve. And to do that, he didn't just unequip you for that work. No, he put his spirit in you to do that, because Jesus put gifts in you so that he can minister through you. I think that's one of the great gifts that we get to experience as we use the gifts he's given us, is that Jesus put that in you and in me so that he would minister through us. And that's just an amazing thing to think about, right? He put mercy in you so you can show mercy. He put encouragement in you so you can encourage. He put generosity in you so you can provide through you. He put leadership in you so he could guide others through you. He put hospitality in you so he can welcome others through you. And then lastly, we looked at how growing people, they just end up looking like Jesus. It talks about here that we're going to attain the unity of the faith, the knowledge of the Son of God, mature manhood, the measure of the stature, the fullness of Christ, and really kind of showing that as we follow Jesus, we begin to look like him, because Jesus is shaping people into his image, right? He's our benchmark. He changes how we think. He changes how we talk. He changes our relationships. And what Jesus does is he uses ministry to mature us, doesn't he? He uses service as we follow after him to begin to transform who we are and how we live. Because the goal of following Jesus is to become like Jesus. And so as I think about this in your life and in my life, as we just finished for today, is how does Jesus want to grow our church? LifePoint, how does he want to grow the kingdom? Well, he does that first and foremost by growing his people, growing you to walk with him, growing to serve like him, and ultimately that we would look like him. And so just think about this in your own life. As you were to think about which direction your life is heading, who are you following? Think about the gifts that you have. Are you using them? Are you serving? Are you invested in ministry? That yes, on a life team at LifePoint, perhaps, but definitely thinking about it in kind of the everyday world. Are you using your gifts to serve and build up others? And then lastly, is your life beginning to look more like Jesus? What's your life looking like as you look back? Are you different today than you were yesterday, than you were last month, than you were last year? Do you look any more like Jesus today than you did a year or two ago, whatever that may look like? And so let me pray for us and just ask that God would continue to grow us as we pray that he would grow his church. Jesus, thank you for the way that you work, how you grow your people. God, help us to keep trusting you as we follow you, that you would help us to walk with you, that we'd begin to look different, Lord, as we serve you, as we use the gifts. God, help us to discover those gifts. Help us to deploy those gifts, God, to build up your church, to build up the body of Christ, Lord, to go out into the world, to keep making disciples so that your kingdom would continue to grow. Thank you, Lord. We pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. Why don't you take a moment? Why don't you pray?